Chapter 49. Today's shir is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Shmuel Herschel Ben Shammai Shemaya. The value of desire. The Pasuk in Parshas Truma states, take for yourselves a truma donation for Hashem. Everyone whose heart motivates him shall bring it as a truma for Hashem. The Shlach HaKadosh in Shnei Luchos HaBris on Parshas Truma addresses why the commandment to take truma is given twice, and why the mention of people whose heart desires to give it is inserted in between them. He tells us that a miracle occurred. If a man only had a gold coin, but sincerely wanted to give a gold bar, and he gave the gold coin and miraculously expanded to the size of a gold bar. Therefore, the first commandment, you take the truma, refers to the actual donation that the person gives, like the gold coin. But because his heart wanted to give a bar, the second mention means, you'll take my truma, and it will be transformed itself into what I need. This is an unbelievable miracle. God measures not the actual material that was given, but the heart and the generosity in which it was given. That is what built the Mishkan. That all took place in the times of the Mishkan, but we can take it into the present. The Sefer Me'il Tzedakah by Rav Eliyahu from Izmir, the same person who authored Shevet Musar, says that if a man is collecting because he needs $10,000, and the person has only $101 to give him, but would have given him $10,000 if he had it, that person receives a reward as if he has given the $10,000. He says that little bit, the $101, that the man receives will bring him the blessings of the $10,000. It is blessed money, and it has in it the power of the $10,000. In other words, if a person has a heart for $10,000, the $101 will become the $10,000, just as the gold coin becomes a gold bar because the giver gave with a full heart. Sometimes you see poor people who suddenly become successful. There are stories about people who borrow money to open a business, and the business goes viral. We might think that the person simply enjoyed a spell of good luck, but in fact, the money was blessed. It was given by someone who would have given him much more money if he had been able to. And therefore, that money was money of bracha. Proving our point, a person who heard me speak on this day told me this story. You missed a third level of giving, he told me. One level is that you want to give $100, but cannot give anything. And God considers it as if you gave, even though you didn't. The second level is that you want to give $100, but you only have $1. God blesses the dollar so that it has $100 buying power. The third level is that you only have $1, but you want so much to give $100 that God then gives you the $100. The man concluded, I lived this. I started out in life with nothing, but I always wanted to give, and God blessed me in an abundant way so that I could give as I wanted. We see from this chapter such a beautiful idea that the desire is what really counts. It's even more powerful than the giving. In the last part of this chapter, we saw that even the desire can actually change and create reality. That the person wanted so badly to give money that he didn't physically have, but it eventually and ultimately came to him. When we give with desire, when we live with desire, it becomes so much greater, so much bigger, so much more real, that we can actually fulfill and attain certain levels, even though it seems and appears as if we don't have the ability to. But as long as we want to, it can become the reality.